Blog Talk Radio.
My pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday night here in Hampton Roads, Virginia, and wherever you are, I hope you're having a safe night. I hope that you're relaxing. It's about 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I am here tonight to give you some updates and some information and just share some of the things that have been happening with issues concerning women over the last few weeks. We have been on the road, traveling. We were in Houston the first part of the month attending the Breast Cancer Awareness Conference, and it was awesome. I had a fabulous time. I actually had the great opportunity to go to visit the Breast Cancer House hosted by Sisters Network, actually in Houston, Texas. Great event. And met some wonderful people there, survivors and non-survivors of cancer. As you know, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so it was quite fitting that we were there for the celebrating and the lighting of the house. They actually decorate the house in pink lights, and they leave it on until after the holidays. So I was just thrilled to be there. Learned so much about how to help and be a part of the community outreach to give out information to women who are hurting, who don't know where to go. And also, ladies and gentlemen, I have to inform you that here in Hampton Roads, I am a part of the Sisters Southeastern Virginia Sisters Network. So if you're interested and being a part of that group or learning more about us, you can give me a call. And if you want to call right now, the number to call in is 1-347-826-7543. If you would like to call after the show, the number to call is 757-567-6734. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, I thank you so very much for tuning into the show. I hope you will enjoy the information that I will share tonight. If you are a longtime listener, I thank you as well. You know, we've been on the air for so long, and sometimes I'm still in awe of the messages that I get and the information that I get to share. And the questions that I get about issues concerning women, you know, with that topic, you could go a broad range of and conversations, but I am here to let you know that I'm all about community service. I'm here to empower women and their families to have their best lives. If you want to know more about issues concerning women, you may go to the website at www.issues, and it's with the S, I-S-S-U-E-S, concerningwomen.com. I need to update it, of course. I have office assistant, and, you know, we're constantly working and trying to get things in order and keep them that way. And sometimes I don't give her all the information that she needs, or my project manager. I don't give him all that they need, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to do better as the year comes to an end. And, you know, it's almost November, and we'll be going into the Thanksgiving holiday, and then the Christmas holiday, and, you know, after Halloween is all about the holidays. It's all about family. It's all about getting together. So please, please, please go ahead and plan your holiday events. Don't wait till the last minute to invite people to events, because when you do that, they've already made plans, and then you become disappointed. Just a little tip for those who are thinking about having an event in the coming weeks. So one thing I wanted to talk to you tonight about was the voting for Virginia voters. We still are having issues with voter registration, and also Virginia voters will need to show photo ID to vote. That is every Virginia voter. There are no exceptions. They will not make exceptions. There will be people on site at every hosting place to make sure that you get the information that you need. And if you're having trouble voting, please, please, please go and speak to somebody there, one of the representatives that will be there to help you. That's why they are there. They are there to help you, to walk you through it. If you have to fill out the forms so that your vote may be counted after you are able to obtain your ID, then do please do so. To vote in the state of Virginia, you will need any one of the following IDs. So if you need more information after the show, you'll be able to call me. And if you want to call in now, the number is 1-347-826-7543. If it's after Thursday at 9 p.m., I will be off the air, but you can go into the archives and get the show. To vote in the state of Virginia, you would need a Virginia's driver's license or non-driver photo ID or a United States passport, military photo ID, photo ID issued by the federal or Virginia Commonwealth or local government, including a public school ID, student photo ID issued by a Virginia college or university, employee ID issued by an employer, not expired longer than 12 months. So let's say that you're out of a job, you've been unemployed for about 6 months, and you still have your employee ID. You will be able to use it as long as it's not past the 12-month mark. If you do not have a photo ID, you would need to obtain a free photo ID for your vote to count in Virginia. And you can go to any general register's office to get a free voter photo ID. You would need to complete an application that includes your birth date, last four digits of your Social Security number, and signature. For more information, go to www.gotidvirginia.org. And that's www.gotidvirginia, and you spell it out, VIRGINIA.org. If it would be hard for you to go to the general register's office to get a free ID or have questions about an expiration date, you can call for help. And the number to call is 1-610-644-1255. And this is Marius, and I think her name is Snyder, senior attorney, and also you may call Lee Chapman, staff attorney, at 1-202-728-9557. But you don't want to wait until the last minute. So the day is the 30th of the month. You know the vote is November the 4th. If you are going to think you're going to have a problem, or if you have any questions, you need to check this out now. You don't need to wait until it's too late. This information was provided by the Advancement Project. I had the great opportunity being at the Hampton Roads Bar Association meeting this month, and the guest speaker there was Ms. Lee Chapman, staff attorney out of Washington, D.C. She gave us great information and great insight for the state of Virginia. So please, please don't miss your opportunity to vote, because you didn't know that you needed a photo ID. Now, most people have one or some kind of IV that they can use. So don't mess around and wait till the last minute, because you know how we do, and you get to the polling place, and then you're not able to vote. And we don't want that to happen to you. We want you to be able to cast your vote to be counted. The other thing that I wanted to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, is how important it is for this election. Lots of people will not go out to vote because it's not a presidential election. They feel like, you know, the president's in there for a few more years. It's not a big deal. Nothing's going to happen. I am here to tell you a lot is going to happen if you don't get out and vote. And if you don't get out and vote, then don't complain about the things that are going on that you could have done something about just by casting your vote. If you're not sure who you need to vote for, you need to take the next few days to Google who's running for what seats in your district and for the states. Know who you want to vote for. Know what they stand for. A couple of weeks ago, I had Ms. Sharon Felton on. She's running for school board, which I was so pleased to have her on, because normally we don't know who the school board candidates are until we actually get to the voting place. Now, we see the signs up and down the street, you know, for the month of October, starting in September, the end of September, but we still don't know who they are and what their platform is. So I was very thrilled to have her on the show. And if you would like to go back into the archives and listen to that show, you may do so. She gave what her platform was, what she thought was needed for the city of Virginia Beach, how she would move things forward and to help our community to be better. So please get out and vote on November the 4th. It is so very important, not just for the community, but for the entire United States of America. Everybody needs to pitch in at this particular time, and if your voting time is November the 4th, wherever you are, please go out and vote. It is so very important. And please know your candidates. Know what they stand for. Know what they will do when they're in the Senate and when they're in the Congress, and know what they would do to help or hinder the progress that has been made. We see that the unemployment rate is down, but it's down primarily because so many people have given up looking for jobs. We just have to tell the truth. It's down, and we're happy that it's down. But if everybody was looking for employment, it would go back up again. So we know that it's down, but we're happy that it's down. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just letting you know. Some people have just given up. They have just lost hope. They just think, you know, nothing's going to happen. I'm going to draw my unemployment until it runs out. And I'm just not going to look anymore. I'm just tired. I attended the job fair in Portsmouth on Wednesday, October the 29th. And I'm going to tell you, that line was wrapped around the building. And I'm not exaggerating. From the time I got there until I left, I was able to observe the faces of the people that were standing in line. I applaud the City of Portsmouth and the Department of Social Services for putting together the job fair. But what I thought was most concerning was that a lot of the people have been standing in line so long, they look so discouraged. And I, you know, and I just wanted to say to anyone who's listening to my show tonight, if you were one of the ones standing in line, I truly felt your pain. And I also hope that you were able to get in and to get some good information and to apply for some positions. I know that it's not easy looking for employment. I'm a career service representative for the campus that I work on, and I see the faces of our students and our alumni, and I hear the concern in their voices when they talk about, I need something right now so that I can feed my family. And it literally breaks my heart, because I can coach them on how to get a job. I can review their resume. I can change the chronological order of their resume. I can even suggest places for them to go and apply, but I can't go with them to the interview. I can't give the job for them. I wish it was an easier way to do this, but it's not. It's a process that we have to go through. We know that looking for a job is a full-time job. You just can't apply once a week and think you want to get a job. Yeah, you might get lucky and be one of the lucky ones, but if you truly, truly are going to get callbacks, your resume has to be tight. It has to be in order. There has to be no errors on your resume. You have to have your cover letter. You have to tell your story. Who are you? What are you going to bring to the table? What are your skill sets, and what are your skills? Now, I went right from voting into talking about employment. Why? Because they go hand in hand. When you look at the situation that we're in Hampton Roads, and not just in Hampton Roads, but all over the country, so many people are out of work. So many people feel like there's no hope. So if they don't have any hope, they're not going to go out and vote on November the 4th. But those are the people that really should go out and vote so that some changes could be made, so that we could get some things moving, so that we can get more jobs out there for them to be able to apply for. We and Hampton Roads are really looking at manufacturing, getting the larger companies to combat St. Hampton Roads. But if we don't have skilled laborers and skilled people to do the jobs, then they will leave again. It is, again, disheartening to me when I see all the money that is being spent to bring the companies in, but we don't have skilled workers to do the job. Again, I am advocating for women and their families and how we can help them, how we can empower them. And just by sharing this information, I hope it is a help to somebody tonight. After leaving the job fair on Wednesday, I attended the career fair at the Crown Plaza, which was hosted by Captain Rose Messenger. Great event, great employers that attended the event. I want to applaud everyone who worked so hard to put these events together. I know that it is a challenge and it is a great opportunity for the community, but the community has to be involved. We have to bridge that gap between businesses, schools, educators, employees, potential employees, students, and alumni. That's a big gap to fill. At the career fair on Wednesday, we talked about the employability series. It was actually employability summit, where we actually had a panel of people to speak about what is it that is needed to bridge that gap. How are we going to come together as a community? We have to join together and we have to team up so that we can help each other. The business owners and the employers have to get with the colleges and the schools and the universities so that they know what programs are in place. Then they have to share the information with their employees so that they can share it with other folks in the community. And then the schools have to share it with their students and alumni so that we can get them together. Then we have to go even one step further and let our local officials know what is going on in our community, in our section of town. What are we seeing? You know, there are plenty of roads to be built and plenty of bridges to be fixed, but if nobody is hiring anybody to do it, then these things won't get done. So I know y'all know I'm on my soapbox tonight. I'm all about empowering the women and men that listen to my show. I want you to know what's going on. I want to be there for those who don't have a voice and can't speak, and this is how I do that. I see the pain that is on their faces. I see the disappointment when they have to stand in the line for hours and hours and hours just to get into a job fair. And, of course, there's no other way to do it but to have them line up. I'm just glad it was a beautiful day and it wasn't raining. Do you know how disenchanted they would be if they had to stand on the rain and they still might not get a position? There are only so many jobs available. The one thing that I would like to share with any of the organizations that are listening tonight, I know that every employer is not hiring, but when we're doing our job fairs and our career fairs, there should be employees that are on site to hire on the spot. I think that's going to help in the future with our career fair and our job fairs. I had the privilege of being in the Coach's Corner a few months ago. Well, actually, it was a little in September. I was at the Coach's Corner at the event at ODU. And then I attended the Coach's Corner at the Virginia Beach Convention Center on Financial Planning Day. We actually had graduation on that same Saturday morning, which was October the 18th, I believe. Financial Planning Day is where financial planners of all different organizations come together and they give free advice. They have resource tables. They let you know how they can help you, how to get your house in order, and that is important. They're not selling anything at the financial planning day. They're just there to give out information. I actually was there again. They asked me to do the Coach's Corner, which I was happy to do. Met some wonderful people, had an opportunity to talk to them, about their careers, where they wanted to go, what do they want to do. Was really thrilled that I was able to help and to be there to give information. This is what I do as part of the radio show and how I extend the olive branch to those who can't afford to hire me as a coach. I am not free, but I do volunteer my services from time to time. So I don't mind helping, but I also run my business as well. And anybody that knows, if you're in business, you have to run it like a business. So, again, that's a free tip tonight for anybody that's listening. I am, again, so excited that you tuned into my show tonight. If you want to call in right now, the number is 1-347-826-7543. If you happen to hear the show after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday nights, it will be in the archives and you will not be able to call the show live. But you can go anytime and review any of my shows and listen to any of the programs that I've brought this year. Please go out and vote because that's so very important. And when I post it tonight on Facebook, I will be talking about Rock the Vote. Get out there and vote. Be counted in the number. Don't be excluded because you just don't have time. You don't have time not to do it. It is very important. It's a part of your civic duty. I have one more thing to share with you that I know you're not going to believe this, but it's true, and I don't make these things up. There are 350,000 people that cannot vote. And you're probably asking, what? Why? Because of they've been probably incarcerated at some point in time. They have a felony that they have not been able to get taken care of. To do that in the state of Virginia, it hardly ever happens that it is taken off of your record. I know they say that it can be done. It is a long and lengthy process, but don't give up hope if you're trying to get your voting rights back. This is so also important, and it's important that you and I talk about those who are being left behind, those who are not able to participate in the right to vote because of a mistake that they made 15, 20, 30 years ago. I think if they are members of the working society and they pay taxes, then they should be allowed to vote. There are so many things that are so backwards about our country. And then there are so many things that are so great. And I love the USA. I really do. But then sometimes I look at things and I'm puzzled by the things that I see and the things that I hear and the things that I hear people say. We take so many things for granted when we have privileges like voting. And then there's somebody who really would like to vote. They go to work every day. They're gainfully employed. They're making decent money, but they don't have the right to vote. They don't tell you about it because it's their personal business, and they don't have to tell you about it. But I know deep down inside, they would like to cast their vote. They would like to have their voices heard. So until we can change some things and make some things different, it's not going to change. They build jails quicker than they build schools, and you know that. Why? Because they are planning to house many more people that are going to be coming into the system. They're not thinking about the education part. They should be building more schools. They should be making the schools that we have better than what they are. No, I'm not political. I'm not running for office. But I do like to share information. I do have a voice. I do have an opinion. I am an advocate for all of God's people. I'm about kingdom building. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Green Tea Party, or any other party, political parties, independent. Does not matter to me. I have my own opinion about certain things. I do not voice that opinion. I voice the opinion of the people that I serve. And as being in the ministry, there are quite a few that look to me for advice. And what I tell them is to research for yourself. Know who the candidates are. Know what they stand for. Vote with your conscience. Vote with your heart and what's good for you and your family. Always be conscious of the fact that it is a privilege to vote. So many fought for it. So many died for it. Don't lose it because you don't use it. You're empowered to make a difference. I know that there are many people who may feel differently, who think that my one vote won't make a difference, but if everybody thought like that, then nobody would go to the polls on November the 4th. I know that it can be a great undertaking. You have to leave your job, take your lunch break, and try to go and vote. I find going early in the morning works best for me, and sometimes just going in late at night is even better. So between early in the morning and late at night, some you just walk in, cast your vote, and be on your way. Those people who are not working right now, a good thing to do would be to encourage your brothers and sisters out there to get out and rock the vote. Maybe you could all get together and some of you could carpool and take somebody to the voting place so they could vote. We heard so many stories about people who wanted to vote at the Hampton Roads Bar Association meeting and they couldn't vote because they were illegal aliens or they didn't have an ID. A woman who was 102 years old wanted to rock her vote, and she couldn't because she didn't have an ID. But they made a way for her to get out and do that so that even her vote would be counted. There were people who were up in age who stood in line because they knew that if they did not vote, then they didn't have a right to speak about anything. So if these people can do it at their age, you surely can. Young people, get out there and rock that vote. Get out there and be a participant. Be heard. Don't be sitting on the sidelines complaining about what you can't do. Can't is a word you shouldn't even have in your vocabulary. It should be, I will. I will do what it takes by any means necessary. For the state of Virginia, Virginia voters, you will need a photo ID to vote. I am going to post that on my Facebook page tonight. I want you to share that with others. I know many times when we ask you to share, you don't think it's important and you don't do it, but I'm imploring you tonight to get the information out there so people can know what they need to do. It is not just something that we should do. It's something that we should want to do. It's information that we should want to pass on so that nobody is left behind. Nobody is standing there and they can't cast their vote. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I've said a mouthful tonight. I've just, you know, had so much to tell you, but I really, really wanted to talk to you about getting out and vote on November the 4th. It is your privilege. Please do so. Don't lose it. It is also an honor to get out and vote because then your voice is heard. You do count. One makes a difference because every time you add one and keep adding one, it will equal something great if that's the way you think about it. If you continue to think that it doesn't mean anything, then it doesn't really mean anything to you. That's just your personal opinion. But I know that one person can make a difference. So please, please get out and vote on November the 4th. People who attended the job fairs this week, don't get discouraged. There is always hope for tomorrow. Just continue to move forward. Believe in yourself. Continue to know that there a change will come if we just all stick together. If we can bridge that gap between employers and businesses and nonprofits and educators, colleges, universities, the community all pulling together, we can all make a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey. I love you guys, and I will be back with you next week. Have a great week. Take care now.